Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network 2. It's time now to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Rick Snyder, covers the Commanders for Rick Snyder's Washington, and Yard Barker, too. You've heard him many, many times on this station. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, boys. Back with you finally. I think it's been the quietest Commanders offseason in years and years.
Well, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that great? Isn't it great that we're not talking about congressional hearings and investigations and the misdeeds of the owner and
or finding a quarterback?
Always looking for a quarterback. I mean, it's just a nice, peaceful offseason. That's all it is. Picking 29th in the upcoming draft. I love it.
Well, yeah, covering. Can I do a cover two versus a trip receiver thing? Yeah, I get a little bored with that after 50 years. But it's been nice not to have a scandal every 5 minutes. But you got to make the phones ring, right? So whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all right. So I know that having talked to you about this new stadium deal through the years, and you've been covering this from the beginning. And maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago, I remember you always sort of kind of maintained, at least I thought, that you kind of were pretty consistent with it's just going to end up back at its current location in Landover with just a building right next to it, something like that. Now, with all of the hurdles seemingly removed and supposedly here in the red zone area, are you still convinced that it's going to be back in Maryland, or are you finally convinced that no, this is going to actually happen?
Well, right now nothing is signed, and there's many hurdles to go. But let me just say this: this is a win-win deal for everybody if they pull this off.
Okay.
Because DC's not going to have to put in nearly the money they would, and a lot of it comes in ticket taxes later.
Mm-hmm.
And for Harris, he gets the whole complex to manage. And there's going to be other things besides sports, but he gets a whole piece of it. Now, Harris had a big, 76ers complex in the middle of Philadelphia fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So these things fall apart all the time. Mm-hmm. And there are many groups out there this morning figuring out how to disrupt it. So I'd like to see it. I think it's the best place for it. And if they pull off this vision, it's a great deal. But I'll stay skeptical until I see dirt move.
What's the biggest blockade right now?
Right now, probably the city council, I think, will be the biggest blockade. There's a number of people. They're just beating this drum about affordable housing. They just beat it as loud as they can. It's going to cost some favors to make this all happen. That's what happened with Nats Park. Everybody wanted Nats Park in the city. Everybody. But the council was a 7-6 vote that Mayor Barry had to strangle his way through it. You know, and everybody had to get something for it. And that's going to happen again here, no doubt. So it's okay to be positive, and I think it's more likely today that it'll be an RFK. But it's not just a simple sign the contract and we're done.
Right.
Going back to Nationals Park, can you remind people what this area was like before they started building and what it's now become?
When I used to drive up South Capitol Street, I used to think, what a disgrace this place looks. Mm. The gateway to the, you can see the U.S. Capitol, and all I'm driving through is hell. It was awful. It was a commercial zone. It was a red light district. Everything was down bad. Mm. Today, look at it. It's a beautiful area. It's still growing, you know, and that's what sports complexes do. Before they built Verizon Center, Arena, Cap One, whatever it's called, you know, there were chickens hanging in the windows and surface parking lots everywhere around the arena. And they did several billion dollars in development since then. So sports complexes are good for the economy and neighborhoods. It's going to cost about, in real money, about what the city just gave Leonsis to keep his arena downtown. So the city is going to invest like $1 billion in sports teams over this. And yet it's worth it. It's been proven to be worth it. But there's going to be people, and I understand, who say, hey, we're getting laid off. They're closing the libraries. They're doing all these things because Congress screwed the city all of a sudden. And now we're going to give this money to these people. It's a hard sell, but it can be done. And I think it's overall, it looks like a pretty solid project.
Rick, what's your best guess as to what surface parking is going to look like at the new RFK site? How much will people have to rely on public transportation to get down to games?
I'm pretty sure Josh Harris is going to get a spot. outside of that,
who knows?
Yeah, right. What about Mitch? Mitch be, Rails too.
Magic.
Mitch might have to go back to that bus he used to take. You know, there's not going to be much, and there's going to be a lot of parking garages because they're going to be also used for other things. St. Louis did this really well with a downtown arena using garages. I remember Cook used to call them motor car madhouses. Mm. He did not want them. Mm-hmm. But with this, you know, this, you're going to have other things around that will use those every day of the week. So that's what, and you can't have tailgating inside a parking garage, you know, fire, blow the place up. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to see much. You know, it's going to be a lot more mass transit. And that's really, we're trying to think about not today, but what's going to be 2030 to 2040 to 2050 to 2060. Mm-hmm. And that's less transportation, more mass transportation. And, you know, listen, if you want the team back in the city and you got to, you know, buy a hot dog instead of cooking one, seems like a fair deal.
Hmm.
I don't know. It depends on your opinion, I guess.
Well, I'm not getting blotted in the parking lot. So, you know, that's not my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're taking calls on it, Rick. And I don't know. It's 50-50 right now, right?
About. On the calls. Now, our poll, I think, is like 80-20.
Yeah, the poll is big. Yeah.
I think from a sentimental standpoint, people love the idea, and I do too. Of course, it should be in the city. It's great. But it's not going to be the same deal. It's not going to be the old, you know, RFK rocking and shaking. I mean, hell, it might even be a dome. Right, Rick?
Right, yeah. It's going to have to be covered because you're going to need events there all the time to pay for a $3.5 billion facility.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I could give Josh Harris one piece of advice about the new stadium, I would say find a way with hydraulics to make those stands bounce. People love that thing.
Do any stadiums do that?
I haven't seen one, but I mean, in the old RFK, it's because they were baseball bleachers.
Yeah.
And that's why they were they weren't fixed. They were pulled in and out.
Yeah.
I would tell them to do it. People will pay extra for that. Just, you know, put in one section in midseason or whatever, midfield, and do that. And I think people would love it. And that would give you a little bit of it. But no, it's not going back to the old days because, well, this ain't the 60s and 70s anymore, yeah. You know, and the winning, you know, we'll see. I mean, we had a good 20-year run there of winning. And so I think and you're going to have new people in there. The old people at RFK are gone. You know, they're either dead, retired, or sitting on the couch watching, mm-hmm. You know, mostly. So, you know, you're coming back after 34 years, it'll be a different group. So it's not going to be the same thing. You can't go home again.
But I
still think transportation-wise, it's a good central location.
Do you think the 2030 target is realistic?
If they can get a deal signed by the end of this year, yeah. Mm. I mean, you need about a year to get all these things in line. need about 3 years to build it. I know there are going to be court challenges and things like that. They're going to hold this up, so because there always are, and we're city lawyers. Wait, but I think they can do it.
When they say 180-acre site, is that basically the exact same footprint as the old site, or is it some expanded areas?
It's actually a little less wow. on there. And it's not going to be 180 acres of building and parking and all that stuff. Like, we didn't talk about wetlands and stuff by the river back in 1960. Mm-hmm. They do now, you know. So there's like 30, 40 acres getting carved out and no one can touch on that. You know, what are they going to do with the soccer fields, you know, for that? You know, they're going to keep them next door? I don't know. But there's going to be different buildings coming in. It could be a really nice complex. It's kind of disappointing that the armory is going to be staying where it is. You know, this big old 1960 behemoth. They can't figure out a way to move that. And that would really help because that's the gateway right next to the stadium.
Did they say that? Mm-hmm. Did they say that the armory is staying?
Yeah, it's what I've seen, the armory is staying.
That is weird.
Hey, Rick, you know, how much is Maryland now scrambling in the wake of this news? How much is Westmore and Prince George's County where FedEx currently sits?
Westmore has been at Redskins or Commanders practices and stuff every year as much as Major Tutty. I think he might be Major Tutty. you know, he's desperately trying to do this. But Maryland's blown through its reserves, man. The governor's, I'm a Marylander. So as a Marylander, a taxpayer, I am all for D.C., you know, getting this team. But Maryland's governor has just blown through deficits, and I don't know how they can really come up with the money either, because at least D.C. can justify the whole complex can make money, just like the Nats and just like the Wiz. But you can't do that out of Maryland. And I know they want to develop land over and all that, but that land doesn't flow the same, and it's a suburban location. So you can't quite make the economic gains that way, which is my vision. So, I mean, Maryland's invested in a lot of things between the Ravens and the Orioles, and the horse racing complex now is owned by the state of Maryland. They're going to tear down Laurel Park, just run at Pimlico. State's into that now. I could, you know, I just don't see it. It's not going to happen in Oxon Cove like they talked about for a long time. It almost went there, but the MGM stands alone, I guess. So I don't see Maryland. You know, Maryland could do it, but it's not an easy thing for them either.
So how does that work? Harris currently owns the stadium, but the state of Maryland owns all the land around it right now with all the parking?
No, Harris.
Who owns the stadium?
I know they, right. What they did, Cook signed this lease for the land, and the land in 2027 goes over to PG County.
Okay.
And PG County, of course, would, you know, say, hey, we still want you around. And some things revert to the county, but some of the land is still the team's.
Okay.
So where they're going to, because the county is very worried that the team's going to say, okay, we're gone. Here's the keys. See ya. And leave this big behemoth there. But the thought always was, whenever the stadium isn't here, you know, they've already done the infrastructure for the area, and they can figure out a new way to do things. So it was kind of, I was surprised Cook did that, but I guess he just wanted to get it done, and he was, you know, near death too, so he was desperate to make a deal. I don't see, you know, he gave up things I would have never expected.
Rick, so you say that the site is actually smaller, right, because of the wetlands and everything and the area they have to carve out. Where does that leave, like, what, where does that leave, you know, restaurants around it, businesses around it, access in and out, because they're going to have to add some, they're going to have to add something there. I don't know, bridges or tunnel. I don't know what they're going to do to make it a little easier for those that do drive in to get in and out. They'll probably have to expand the metro access on some level, I would think. What's available?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Well, there's a second metro line that can come in through there. They've never built the platform as such, but I've done it. If you look straight ahead at RFK, it would be over on the left.
Okay.
And so they have a second line. The stadium would stay in the same footprint, which means you don't have to change the bridges behind it.
Okay.
How much is that going to cost? I forget what else you said.
But it was about like restaurants and businesses.
Oh, yeah. So, you look at Nats Park. Look what's around it. You've got commercial and residential and all mm-hmm. that. And I think the same vision kind of comes there. It won't be, one-story, McDonald's next to them. It's going to be a behemoth and everything mixed in together. St. Louis is the blueprint, I think, for what they want to do. Because their stadium's, not far from the arch and all that. And you can, it's just like a city otherwise around it. And, there's the arena in the middle of all
which is very cool, by the way. I love that.
Yeah, and they have a metro line goes right through it and all that. So they had a good mixed residential. Why that didn't work out there, I don't know. But St. Louis, to me, would be a really good blueprint to look at.
But like I said earlier, if you went back to before the Nats, opened up here, and then you even went to the first year of the Nationals playing in the stadium, to the fifth year, to the 10th year, the whole area is transformed, and that could happen.
But that was the plan. That was the plan from day one. It just was delayed. That was supposed to happen. It wasn't like, oh, wow, this is a great spot. I'll put a business there. That was the plan from the beginning, JP.
Yeah, I mean, look at what between the Nat Stadium and the Arena Stadium, Audi Field. That was just construction zones, for instance, plants, mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. like that. Now it's all these nice big buildings going through that way, too. People don't always see it. They see the other part, Navy Yard. It really did have a wide swath. I mean, you can't even see the stadium when you're coming over anymore.
Are they going to take away homes that are around that area? Are some of those going to be lost?
I haven't heard that at all.
Okay.
I mean, they may sell because they'll be worth a lot more land-wise.
Yep, that's
so
true.
I would expect, there's a lot of old stuff there. I could see it being flipped. Yeah, mm-hmm. Benning Road's probably a 50-50 spot now. They've had about half of it renovated. I mean, parts of D.C. that just were nothing. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you go through and like, wow. And so there is some of that near RFK now. Mm-hmm. You got to get RFK down too. Here's one of the other problems. Tourism, and I'm a tour guide in town, so I see this. We've had a decent spring tour season, but what we see in the summer coming is zip.
Oh, really?
Foreign travelers come all the time, nothing. Hmm. I mean, and those revenues are what fund things like tearing down RFK, and that's why it's taken so long for RFK to come down because of the pandemic.
Right.
I didn't tour for 18 months. I mean, the money wasn't there. So they've got to hurry up and get that done because they're talking still about another year and a half or so. Nah, just come on, man. Get some cranes and knock it down. You can't wait that long. But the revenues have been hit by things like tourism.
Mm-hmm. Rick, thanks as always for the time. That's Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington and Yard Barker. Thanks again.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
All right, pal.
Yep, don't forget, scheduled to join us coming up at 8:25 is Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Coming up next, we'll get into some high-profile events and experiences that are not delivering on their promises. We'll do that next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.